Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Keisha Rogers. I'm hoping Keisha will run again in politics in 2 years and take a congressional seat in Houston. Keisha, first question I have to ask you is, what do you think is going to happen? Will the government shut down or not? I have my own opinion. I'd like to hear what you say, because Trump has turned over the table on everything. He's pulling out of Syria, which they wanted to put a pipeline near Aleppo, the globalists, mm-hmm. including a lot of his own personal advisors around him. Mattis is quitting because he's pulling out of Afghanistan, when, in fact, Mattis was over there making a treaty with the Taliban, who could regain territory. And the fact we have a deal with them, so the SAD, to distribute the illegal drugs coming from the Taliban to Russia and to America, when 70,000 people a year are dying, Trump is actually pulling the cart out from everybody, isn't he?
Absolutely. And I think that that's the shakeup right now, as I was just saying. Look, Trump is completely turning over the chessboard. People knew that he wasn't going to follow the rules or be bought out, and he made it clear in the beginning that this was his policy during the beginning of the campaign to pull out of Syria and to bring our troops home. And when he made a commitment to the people, this is what he is following through on. And people in the geopolitical warmongering establishment on both sides of the aisle are all committed to total warfare, and are saying that the president is crossing the red line here, that he does not have the right to bring the troops home from Syria or Afghanistan. And so the escalation of the witch hunt is continuing and getting thicker and thicker. But I can tell you now, you asked the question about the government shutdown. Well, the fact of the matter is not a question of the government shutdown. I don't think it's going to happen. What I do think that we're on the verge of is a total meltdown in the financial system, which this is what the fear is that if you're going to have a meltdown in the financial system, one, you can't have a president in there that's against the geopolitical financial establishment. And two, you can't have a president in there who's against the war drive, because that's what's going to continue to run that financial establishment and give them their power. But the reality is, as we've seen, it's evident. They're losing power. They're losing all control. And the American people, it's key that they understand the solutions and what has to be done, or people are going to get a rude awakening in this financial collapse. That's what my concern is right now.
Yeah, in fact, the military-industrial intelligence complex, I guess was warned by Eisenhower, is literally getting a shock treatment, both the left and the right side. They wanted to actually get rid of a number of nations. In fact, they had seven nations that went to knock off in the Middle East. Syria's not going to be knocked off. Not only the local people in Syria, but also the Russian backing. And I think Trump's realizing that this is a losing policy. We had John McCain actually doing selfies with ISIS, because we, through the SAD, the Special Activities Division of the CIA, set up ISIS and gave him sat phones and weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Afghanistan, Mattis went over there just a month or so ago to do a treaty with the Taliban. They're actually shipping out illegal drugs and illegal precious materials for the high-tech industry, as well as oil and territories. And they made a deal so they won't attack our troops and our supply lines. This is not a winning situation. We spend $68 billion not trying to win the war, but just have a kind of a maintained status. And we've actually lost a lot of territory in the last year or so. Trump realizes this is not a game to win, and they're not trying to win. They're actually just trying to maintain a kind of a stationary status with the Taliban while they're shipping out trillions of dollars of illegal drugs to America and the West in alliance with the Taliban that runs Afghanistan. This is a disgusting plan, and I think Trump's finally decided this is not a war strategy to win. The same way in Syria, what are we doing there? We've already knocked off ISIS. It's like, you've got to be kidding. What we're doing is we're making these countries unlivable, so it forces the people to move to Europe and here. Right?
Right. So that's the key, is now we have to go in with a rebuilding policy, a development plan in these regions. And trust me, once our and we need a development plan in the United States, because the concern, too, is once our soldiers, our military comes home from the war zone, they can't come into a war zone in the United States of economic collapse. And this is what's so important about emerging the economic solutions and the development plan for retooling our industries, our infrastructure, and actually creating millions of productive jobs right now.
Well, give me an example. Central America is a good one. I'm sure you'll be on side with this, Ms. LaRouche. Three-point plan. What we need to do is, number one, Trump needs to send the troops into Mexico and Central America to clear out the Taliban and the drug cartels that are in alliance with our SAD, Special Activities Division. Number two, all the trade information, we give $10.6 billion to Mexico and Central America. It needs to be directed to retraining centers, education centers, and things like water treatment so they have actually clean water and they have a decent life. And the third thing is a Belt and Road system that China proposed.
Right.
We should be involved with that, so that they have high infrastructure, including high-speed internet, so they can be tech support there, they can have training online, they can actually have local industries. So those three points I mentioned, Trump should basically not station the troops with the bullets on the U.S. side of the border with concertina wire. He should send them in to clean out the drug cartels. They're allied with our illegal and corrupt intel agencies, including the 17th agency called the SAD, or Special Activities Division of the CIA, to the tune of $2 trillion, not under the oversight of Congress, Senate, or the President. People don't know this, do they?
No, and I mean, that's an interesting point, because that's the thing that people are missing out, too, just as the President called for the removal or bringing home of the troops from Syria. He's also calling, you know, everybody's getting worked up on the border wall, but the flank that Trump is doing, too, okay, whether or not you like the border wall or not, the question is economic development. Yes, security is important, but security in terms of economic security and development is just as important.
Of course it is. If you make it a livable place.
Having policies to help develop Central America and...
Then they won't have the population want to move here. They actually would love to stay in their own home country.
Absolutely.
And we also need to reactivate Bracero, too, which means you vet people if they're vettable. You put them up with a tracker and clip to a work camp here and give them half their money like we did for the last 70 years when they go back home. They don't need citizenship. Then we should have an immigration day where states and industry have to apply and prove they need specific people for either a work visa or immigration. Then you vet them, and once they're vetted, they get here. So we have legal immigration that's controlled and not out of control, and we improve the life of people in other countries by Belt and Road and these other systems to improve the economy elsewhere. What's going on right now, as America strengthens this economy, much of the world is actually having a conniption. Their economy in the world is collapsing, for example, with America's policies even to China, there's a 30% contraction of the Chinese economy. That doesn't need to happen. If you collapse the rest of the world, they're all going to want to move here because we're not collapsing as bad as they are. We catch a cold, they get a cardiac arrest. That's the problem.
Yeah, you're being a little bit nice about it, but, you know.
It's that bad. I mean, honestly, so no wonder the Central Americans, they have a clue. They're not stupid people. They may not have a college degree, But they realize, hey, I'd rather work doing anything in America than dealing with the country where the drug cartels will grab my money or rape my daughter. So what do they expect is going to happen? These people have got common sense, right?
They have one thing they have common sense of is to bring China in, and many of these nations are applying for the Chinese assistance through the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, and particularly through already merging with the Belt and Road Initiative, China's Belt and Road Initiative.
And by the way, our banks will never work with the Chinese banks until we get Glass-Steagall. The Chinese are not stupid. They don't want us to take over their banking structure, invade it, and totally, literally turn it into a prostitute. How's that? They want Glass-Steagall, or they're not going to let us integrate our banking system with the Chinese, right?
Because they already have Glass-Steagall in China.
Right, they already have it, and if we don't have it, it's dangerous for them to let us, a bigger player, absorb them into the system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back in a moment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Keisha, let's continue. I think it's important to understand that Madison and Trump didn't agree on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Madison was over there to actually make a treaty because he's working, in a sense, with the globalists. They're actually working on treaties to make sure the exchange of drugs and the illegal drilling for special secure minerals, for example, the highest amount of minerals for cell phones and for high technology in the world is in Afghanistan, and the Taliban were in control of the territories doing illegal drilling. They're also distributors of the largest amount of cocaine, of heroin, coming into the country. And also the what's called crocodile, the low-grade heroin that's going into Russian and the Soviet republics around them, in the Baltics, in the states around south of Russia. So what people have to understand is Trump is basically turning over all the tables. He's not currying to the left or the right. And the globalists wanted to put a pipeline across, including people in the Senate. For example, what's his name, the senator that constantly is railing against Russia and against China? He doesn't want us to make a deal with China or Russia. China is starting to kind of come our way. They're saying, look, we're going to respect intellectual property. We're going to work with you, America. They have to. If they don't work with America, China's doomed. I mean, to be honest with you, the next 5 to 10 years, if the deal isn't worked out, we not only have the risk of war, we're going to see India overtake China as a major trade partner because we can work with them. Now, Xi knows that. If they don't work with America, their biggest customers and so on, they're dead in the water. And Russia right now, the fact that Putin was slighted at the G20, I think it's dangerous, to be honest with you. Within days, he actually said he was going to station the long-range bombers, nuclear bombers, in Venezuela. He's already got nuclear submarines. That was the whistleblower over the last year and a half on that. And Putin is justifiably frightened that America wants to bomb the hell out of Russia. They did a simulation last October 5th, 2017, and 40 million, or one quarter of the Russian population, partook in the simulation of a World War III attack by nukes, because every apartment building and every home in Russia, by law, has to have a bomb shelter against nuclear attack. And when you look at the F-35, which is not a joint strike fighter, It's a stealth bomber with a relayed radar signature of a bird that can carry 6,600 kilograms of nuclear material, and there's absolutely no warning sign that we would be coming to bomb the hell out of them. And the Russians know this. They're not dummies. That's why when you hear these comments from Putin, their economy has crashed since the fall of the Soviet Union. The richest place in the world, the city to live in, is actually Moscow. And believe me, it's no treat there. So, you know, Russia, the oligarchs and so on, know that even if Trump makes a few phone calls, he can freeze most of the money for Putin, and all of his buddies are oligarchs there. And all Putin has to do is start making a deal with Trump to start industrializing Russia, because they're smart people, mathematical, good scientists, and industry coming there. And we'll have a new business partner that will, you know, counter the movement by the globalists, which is to try to extend Europe to Poland and Ukraine, right on the southern border. In fact, what Trump did himself concerns me, is he gave tank-killing weapons when really the Russians were just trying to protect the people in eastern Ukraine who were being bombed by Poroshenko and Kiev. And they, remember, they call him the chocolate, but he's also the prostitution and the drug king there. And people don't understand, our State Department was working to make sure they expanded Europe to include most of Ukraine. And Kiev, which 200 years ago was actually the capital of Mother Russia. People don't know this, do they?
No. What they don't understand, though, is the fact that right at the center of this fight is the question of, is the British system going to win out? And that is, and they are committed to the war policy. This is when Trump came into office and he said that the two nuclear powers of the world, Russia and the United States, two leading nuclear powers, should not be at odds against each other.
Yeah, but the leading financial power in the world is Britain. With you, yeah, look at Jersey, yeah, and Guernsey Island and the Grand Cayman Islands, the amount of trillions and quadrillions of dollars they have through their funds they manage is way more than the United States and Russia or Europe. The British literally rule the waves like they did two centuries ago or a century and a half ago, not by ships in the open ocean, it's by ships of money. They control the largest slush of money on the planet by a large margin, don't they?
They do, but that's the fear, though, because all of that is about to crumble because it has no value to it whatsoever. So the monetary slush funds, the derivatives bubble, the whole financial system right now is teetering on a total blowout. And the question, as I said before, you know, this is what you have to look at. Where has Lyndon LaRouche been in that process and in warning of this oncoming financial crisis, not in this financial collapse? And going back over 40 years now, plus, and this is the fear that you're seeing, because, you know, you think about what's happening right now. This is a wake-up call to the United States, to the American people, to take action, to say right now we have to demand once and for all an end to this coup, to this witch hunt that has been going on in the United States government for the last over 2 years now, with the president in the United States in the office now, President Trump, against him. Because we've warned about what the Mueller apparatus represents, and the wake-up call really came too with their first, you know, when they tried to take the first scalp with General Michael Flynn.
And by the way, they delayed the sentencing so they can keep this Damocles sword hanging over Trump, because if they sentence him, Trump would probably just pardon him. Right?
Yeah.
And also, by the way, his son lost his home. He had to use his home to basically pay off his legal costs, and they threatened to actually put his son in prison. I mean, this is to me a witch hunt of the worst degree, and Mueller himself to me is a legal criminal.
He is, absolutely. And we know his pedigree and his background. And I was just going to say, you know, with Michael Flynn, General Flynn, and with Roger Stone, the former aide, top aide to President Ronald Reagan, who has been in discussions and collaboration with the LaRouche organization, it's very funny how they go right back to LaRouche. He is the danger point because in a report today, in an article, they came out directly attacking Lyndon LaRouche for his involvement with in terms of Roger Stone, but not just Roger Stone, but the point is that LaRouche has been a part of the institution of the presidency, you know, going back to President Ronald Reagan warning of the threat of mutually assured destruction with the policies that was adopted by Reagan of Lyndon LaRouche's Strategic Defense Initiative, which we talked about on your program quite a bit, because the key was that you actually, as we're saying today, the key to stopping this war policy and for economic development to shut down this financial cartel
right.
is we have to go with a new Bretton Woods system of fixed exchange rates.
Yeah, and if you do that, and by the way, Bretton Woods is tied directly to Glass-Steagall. You can't have fixed exchange rates without having control of people's money in one pool of money being manipulated by these large corporations and fund operators that can manipulate the world currency and collapse it by blowing it up.
That's going to happen. That's the point.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Let's go back. The primary thing that Trump is doing, he's following closer and closer to the LaRouche point, which is trade and collaboration and cooperation on a worldwide basis. Stabilizes the world, so you want to have 147 million people move here. It stabilizes the world, so you're less likely to have war. It's called what I call the Silk Road Effect. I don't know if you remember this, but my great-great-grandfather owned the largest caravan that travels from Damascus, Syria, to China, twice a year. My great-great-grandmother walked to China twice a year beside the camels, bringing back silk, etc. And it was that trade that actually prevented the Chinese from invading. It was Genghis Khan that invaded all the way up to Paris. It wasn't China. China could have done it. Why would they? They had business. And that Silk Road effect is the same thing today that can prevent nuclear war and invasion. People don't know this, do they? They don't understand. When you're dealing with business, why would you, when you're sitting at the same table having drinks or making money and everybody's happy and you're advancing science and medicine and technology and
right, and the term for that today is they call it win-win cooperation.
Exactly.
You win, we win.
Well, all my ancestors knew this for thousands of years. Why don't the globalist left and right get it now that actually as you start to go to war economically and not collaboration, you're going to have eventually a physical and now with the advanced weapons, nuclear, chemical, biological, and scalar and weather weapons, and geotectonic weapons, which could end most of the population of Earth. People don't get that, do they?
Well, I mean, it's called geopolitics. It's all intended. It's not to actually benefit the other. It's for a unipolar geopolitical system that's going to always keep the other entity down. And that goes against the principle of the Belt and Road Initiative or the Silk Road. That idea is against the progress of mankind, this geopolitical idea that says we have to keep nations at odds with each other, at war with each other, in economic straits, economic breakdown, except a few at the top. So this is the thing we're in the midst of right now. This is the real question at hand, because there's a lot that the American people are getting bombarded with. And right now, look, we're in a holiday period. We're, you know, past elections. People are have all kinds of fake news operations bombarding their minds, but they have to be clear on the moment we are in internationally, the moment, the historic moment we're in, and what's at stake for the world right now. And I think the key has to be that, you know, the action doesn't wait for elections and doesn't end with that. Action requires a clear education of the people and understanding of what needs to be done and the willingness to fight for that, because that's where we are. And in this moment where, you know, people are, we're a few days away from Christmas, it is important to recall the, you know, from the, you know, how to recall that the battle of our republic, of the American Revolution, because, you know, I think that people forget about that. People forget about what Washington and Lafayette and Alexander Hamilton and others were going through in that, in those great battles, particularly the Battle of the Crossing of the Delaware on Christmas Day, and the commitment to the saving or the development of the Republic, or
well,
basically
there were two parallel battles. There were two parallel battles, and I'm going to make a little analogy here.
Okay.
In ancient Israel and in modern America, there are the only two nations in human history that get their rights from God. And it didn't matter what your skin color was or where you came from. In those nations, ancient Israel and modern America, you had your rights to the Creator, and you had rights to property and personal protection, etc. Now, there's a parallel corporate law, which is the corporations have been growing like a beast, like a large blood-sucking monster on the American body politic. For the last 100-some years, we saw this with the rise of the banks that were brought in from Britain, trying to, even after the launch of America, for a number of years, a number of the presidents tried to block them. Eventually, in 1914... they set up the Fed Reserve System, and within 20 years, the U.S. government literally had gone bankrupt in 1933. Since then, they've chattelized our birth certificate with seed corporation and corporations. We talked about this with Calvi Smith and his advocates. What you're preaching and we're teaching in LaRouche is basically godliness. In other words, you're preaching that we have a right to spread the truth that human beings have a right from their Creator God, not from corporations, to have ownership of property, independence and of thought, and the idea of the possibility of peace by collaboration in the future. And Linda talks about energy flux density as we...
Bow by our Creator to the three rights of the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
And by the way, that includes health care. And what Trump's doing is not a socialized health care like Occasional Cortex. They've changed their name, by the way, along with Josh Bernstein. What you want is a situation where it's affordable, including preventive care and genetic testing and organic acid testing and quantum testing, so you can actually intervene to problems before they become expensive. And you want an alternative to dangerous surgical procedures and toxic polypharmacy. And if you do take drugs, you don't want them to cost 1.8 times more expensive than Europeans or Canadians for the same damn drug often developed in American pharmaceutical companies. So what Trump is trying to do is actually fix it piece by piece. Like, for example, cross-state ability for people to buy insurance. So if you can buy insurance in Wyoming and you're living in California, it's going to cost you a lot less, even though you can get coverage. If you can reduce the drug prices and get rid of the donut, then people don't get hit in October to December where their co-payments on the drugs go up 15 times. So they go from $20 to maybe $300. What people have to understand is Trump's trying to fix the system part by part. He needs to do things like get rid of malpractice and allow mediation. He needs to allow cross-border, insurance. He needs to have to make sure these companies are truly competitive. And we need to also make sure that doctors can be alternative pathways so they can start as a medic in the military. He's already putting chest tubes, and they could master the database and say 2 years of home study on a computer, and then they can go to a surgical center to prove they can actually be a general surgeon. Well, damn it, they've been doing it 2 or 3 tours of duty. They probably are a general surgeon in the battlefield. Why aren't they allowed to do it when they get back home? But a lot of these medics can't even come back and even ride an ambulance. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Right. But, you know, you really do have to start from the top down because, you know,
yeah.
Sure, the president would love to do that, but you can't do that in the midst of a financial collapse of the magnitude we're dealing with right
well,
now.
Well, I think you have to do both. I think you have to chew gum and pat the top of your head at the same time. I don't think that we should focus on the financial collapse. To be honest with you, the amount of debt of the world is like some approaching 400 Earths.
No, so, I don't think we should. I think we should focus on the solution, which we've been
right. Exactly. So forget about it's like forget about the fact that you've got cancer. We're going to give you a solution to the cancer. We're going to choke off the cancer, kill off the pathogens that are driving the genetic genes, repair the DNA, and get you it, without killing you and causing your bone marrow to collapse. Well, the same thing financially. That's what LaRouche is trying to do. Let's cure the cancer, the financial cancer that's in America and the world. And by the way, we're in a terminal state. I mean, left unchecked, this is going to blow up at some future date. And it won't just be a financial collapse where the Big Short, every percent drop in the GDP actually kills 40,000 Americans. It'll be a thermonuclear, chemical, biological, scalar, and weather warfare. It'll be really ugly. And billions, not millions, will die. People don't get this, do they?
That's right. And so that's why the solution is so important right now, that we
right.
have to go, we have to immediately bring about the development of the
if you're living in say, Honduras or El Salvador, and these are beautiful places. A lot of people, Americans, want to move there for tourists. If we can make them livable, get rid of the drug cartels, I want Trump to not have our border sitting there with no bullets, with concertina wire, so some stupid woman climbs the fence and gets caught in concertina. I'm a trauma doctor. You get caught, it'll rip your face or arm off. No. You need to send them down with bullets to get rid of the drug cartels. They're working with our corrupt agencies and corrupt politicians that trillions of dollars of money is flowing back to illegal and weird projects, like deep underground military bases and other weird stuff.
Yeah,
and bank accounts.
Stop.
That needs to stop. And what Trump needs to do is go in, clean out the mess, then it's livable there, they know everybody's not trying to move to America.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Be a little creative here. Let's look at the future America. It's right now it's 2018, soon going to be 2019. Let's just add 30 years. It's 2049. And you look at Blade Runner and things like that. Well, I'm going to give you the Blade Runner of a possible America that can happen. Number one, Donald Trump has finished his second term in presidency. America now has conservative judges that do not rule from the bench anymore. That's over. We have states, and states' rights have increased in value. We have the state of California has broken up into four or five sub-states, and the climatic and geological changes have broken up, so there's a lot of beautiful peninsulas and islands now off the coast of California. Much of the Midwest is now, there's a giant waterway running from the Midwest all the way up to Lake Michigan. The East Coast, there are lots of the areas because of the Earth changes have risen up. People now don't retire anymore. They go from having life extension technology now, so the average age in 2049 is approaching 90. The average age in America at the end of the century will be over 100 years of age. And people will not be getting older, they'll actually be getting younger physiologically even in the next 5 or 10 years. I have the first technology, for example, in the world patented that supplies 300 biomolecules that are present when you're in utero, and 6 hormones. And when you take it, you actually stop aging because your stem cells have the building blocks. With stem cell therapy and my nutraceuticals and epigenetic treatments and so on, and we're all working towards thousands of doctors, aging and disease are going to be conquered in the next 5 to 20 years. What are you going to do when the average population, most of the population over 65, and if they can't do dirty jobs because maybe they're physically not able to climb ladders and do all kinds of things, a lot of these people, if they've got all their clues, could be in their pajamas doing work from home. For example, let's say you want to manufacture a specific part for a machine for a tool and die industry. You could have a 3D printer in your garage that's sitting over the corner 6 by 6 foot, and you make one part or 10 parts for a tool and die company, and the UPS comes by and picks it up every day. That the future is completely different than the present. And people don't know that most of the jobs in the future mean we're going to be so connected with hyper-speed fiber optic and satellites that we're not going to have the same kind of communications we have now. We're going to have a collaboration with scientists in multiple languages like China and America, and there'll be AI, you know, translation services, even not just physical translators. So scientists will be able to collaborate on space technology and terraforming the 5 different objects they plan on terraforming, like Mars. In fact, Trump has authorized actually the terraforming of Mars, which is our ancient, one of our ancient homes, and 3 other planets, including Titan, one of the moons of Jupiter.
The
human race is going to massively change in the next 20 years. I want to be the ones trying to invent or imaginate it. I call it using Imagineering. That's a term from Disney Corp. Imagineer a future. But people like LaRouche, he is a geopolitical and a energy flux density philosopher. People don't get that he's not just an economic philosopher. He's trying to reach out and tell people the future will be what you imagine it to be, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. And if you let the evil forces...
the future is going to be what you create. But, let's get deeper into your analogy of the future here, because I think that's important, because the key is if we don't go in the same direction we've been going in for the last 40, 50 years, and for the next, as you said, the next 40, 50 years to 2049 or 2050 or so, what you're describing is not just going to be the fate of mankind in terms of the direction of mankind for the development here on Earth, but these new advancements, new creative advancements, new technologies, new skills are going to be used in our utilization.
I'll give you an example
of space of the moon, for instance.
I'm developing a number of patents, and once I get enough money behind me, I have like a zillion ideas. For example, to turn out fires, because I have a background in quantum nuclear physics, I want a positron hydrogen plasma beam technology that turns off fires by stopping electron transport chain, and I know how to build it. Which means if you had a drone with this, it would then spray a nanoparticle carbon as a fire retardant immediately after it put out the electron transport chain for the fire and could fly over and literally cut off fires like scissors. The same thing with communication. We should have fiber optic everywhere. In good places like in Asia, if you go to Singapore and so on, the entire state is under fiber optics. Why isn't there a move toward fiber optics and high-speed rail? You don't need to put people in the air. If you have basically a coastal and a northern, central, and southern high-speed rail lines, 90% of the communication wouldn't be by air. It would be by high-speed rail. When you could have even sleeper cars and restaurants and everything in them. We can have a different kind of communication systems for recycling trash. Everything in the future, there should be no trash dumps. Everything should be recycled.
No, we should have a fusion torch.
Fusion torch, so we can actually break things down to little cubes, and if you're a company making something, you order the right size number of micro cubes of whatever material that's recycled from the trash that we have. The idea that anything ends up in a landfill and there's more plastic in the ocean than fish is freaking ridiculous. We're killing the benthic layer of the oceans. And then we wonder why the carbon oxygen cycle is being screwed up. It's not us. It's the Earth releasing methane hydrates but killing the carbon oxygen cycle, so the oxygen of the planet has dropped from 21 to 19%. Literally, there's not one of these areas that I don't have a solution or way to approach it logically to create a solution. And Lyndon LaRouche is of that ilk. He's a man with a vision. And that's what you have,
that's
too.
The thing is that's what's missing right now, and that's what we need to get the American people and get the population to think about.
The Bible says
the next 25 to 50 years, the future.
Exactly. The Bible says that man perishes for lack of vision. And you see, God's given us God-like creative powers. We have to have godliness within us to create a godly vision for the whole totality of mankind so you don't kill each other or destroy our planet Earth or our environment. Or if there's galactic and solar events, we can shield ourselves from them, whether it's a coronal mass ejection from the sun or it's a supernova. Or we move into a different area of the galaxy where different type of particles that can precipitate all kinds of problems. So we need to have advanced science to look into these things and protect us and our world and our cosmos from toxic things or dangerous things happening. And we can do that, like wandering black holes or, you know, star systems and so on. And we need to realize it's a dangerous place out there. The universe is not a safe or non-toxic place because we have this little parochial idea that it is. I remember being up in British Columbia back in the 70s, and they had a thing called the Dance of the Thunderbird. Every 300 years, there's a tsunami from the Cascadia subduction zone from lower mainland British Columbia, Oregon, and Northern California. It strikes the coast with a tsunami 300 to 500 feet high and kills everybody. And so the natives have this Dance of the Thunderbird. They know if the Thunderbird starts giving signs, you move inland or you die. And we don't heed that anymore, do we?
No. No, but... What we do have to really look at right now, though, is, look, what China has just done in terms of their commitment to the future and the breakthrough 50 years later, after the anniversary of Apollo 8, where the first human beings, American astronauts, saw the far side of the moon with their naked eye 50 years ago today. Well, they launched it from today, 50 years ago. They saw this on Christmas Eve. Where they made the great voyage going to the moon and orbiting the moon. Now the Chinese are actually landing on the far side of the moon, and that's not what all they're planning on stopping and doing. And
yeah, well, listen. America's had a city up there since the early 60s, even before the Eagle landed. But you know what? They have hidden it all. They hid all of the technology. For example, I've been saying for 8.5 years how to build a tokamak fusion reactor. Now, the Hadron Collider and the Europeans are working toward it, too. But we've had it for 50 years. And the Chinese have already said, their scientists, they have five years ago, they said they're going to assign 3,500 scientists to build tokamak fusion reactors. I know how to build one. I've even said it on the show in technical detail for 8.5 years. You know why they don't want to say it? And again, a year and a half ago, the Lockheed Martin came out.
I don't care about any black ops city. I want to know about... The American people owned policy for...
They hide technology, though. If they shared technology with Europe and China, we would have an energy bonanza that would allow industry to expand without putting the world in danger. We would also we would use oil only for making petrochemicals and other things. We wouldn't have to use giant amounts of oil. It would change the whole economic structure of the world. But you see, remember, oil is tied to the American dollar and the reserve currencies. And so... Every war is a banker's war since Napoleonic on. And what Lou Roosh wants to do is break that cycle, doesn't he?
Yeah, and that's what we need right now, to break that cycle and to actually collaborate.
Amazing. I am so pleased. You know, I will be doing the best things to make sure you get advanced in politics, whether you're a congresswoman or a senator, because I can tell you, your ideas and the ideas of LaRouche need to penetrate into the heart of America, or we are doomed, you know? My people perish for lack of vision, and God gives us vision. So does LaRouche, and so do you have, Keisha. Let's move that vision. That's what the whole idea of Christmas is, the vision. There is an Edenic world coming, but it requires us to participate in a godly manner, doesn't it? Including Glass-Steagall,
absolutely right,
and Belt and Road, and trying to make our enemies our friends and neighbors.
Nutri-Medical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.